Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. What we have today? We can't start the journey into the tantric universe without going through basics. One of these is his secret pleasures map. Then we'll continue with something for women. Miss Trick, a Tantra yoga practitioner, will answer some women's questions regarding their sexuality. If Tantra is the art of living totally aware, and touch is one of the fundamental means of communication, then we may say that the tantric touch is the touch that comes straight from the heart. Want to find out what the delights of Tantra are? Stay tuned. Afterwards, we shall perform a meditation for transmuting the sexual potential and sublimating the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Mistrik, we'll keep you company. His secret pleasures map. Have you ever heard about the C point or about the divine line? That's okay, he hasn't either. Learn how to sail through his erogenous points and he will never leave the bedroom again. Mega pleasure zone, the divine line. Special touch, firm strokes. It is called with good reason the path to happiness. It's that line of rebel hairs that goes from the belly button to the southern zones. Psychologists claim that there is a very special relation between this zone and the brain, and that its stimulation has fantastic results. So the next time you are lying next to him, try the firm strokes method. By pressing underneath his belly button with the edge of your hand, like you were giving him a karate punch in the stomach, and then lower your hand down slowly to the base of his penis. Then go back up on the same path for a few more times. This method induces firm pressure exactly on his most sensitive zone. Mega pleasure zone, the V point. Special touch, thumb massage. You have probably never noticed it, and he has noticed it either, but there's a little skin figure in the shape of a V right on top of his penis. That small prominent aperture called frenulum that can make his mind explode. Sex specialists maintain that for most men this is the most sensitive part of the penis. We could say that it is the equivalent of the clitoris. Plus it looks like it is made specifically for your thumb. How do you handle this point? Massage the frenulum gently at first and then press harder and harder as the excitement increases. Try and hold the penis the way you peel a banana, says Doug Abrams, the author of The Multi-Orgasming Man. Then massage the frenulum with both your thumbs. When he is close to the ejaculation, stop. Do the same thing a couple of times and you'll see that he will go crazy with pleasure. Angela D., 26 years old, bites the bullet and not only that. My fiancé loves putting some lubricant on the whole surface of his penis and after that I give him an easy bite along his hot point. He really moans with pleasure. But be careful, if the bite is too strong, his interest is as good as gone. Mega pleasure zone, the fantastic eight figure. Special touch, the almost finger touch. Any man trembles at the thought of a blow below the belt, because testicles are very sensitive to pleasure as well as pain. Handled carefully, they can be a great source of ecstasy. At first, hold them into your palms and caress them lightly with the tips of your fingers. Then move from one to the other like you are drawing an eight. As they relax trying the oral approach, follow this advice. He has to place himself above you on all fours. In the meantime, you place yourself exactly under his strategic point, with your head resting against a pillow. Thus, you have your hands free in order to caress his legs, his butt, or anything else. Sylvester B., 29 years old, tells us about the strategy used by his girlfriend in order for him to have a lot of orgasms. She mounts me with her back to me and draws on my testicles by using her fingers or her tongue. She simply drives me crazy. Mega Pleasure Zone, the voluptuous chest ridges, special touch, ice cream eating. Think about how much you like him when he's looking at your breasts or at other erogenous parts of your upper body. So, it would be a good idea to show him that you also like his body, not only what is inside his pants. There are a lot of nerves inside his nipples, and if you play with them, you will give him a lot of pleasure. In order to excite his nipples, try the sweet method. Imagine that his nipples are a fruit tart or an ice cream. Rotate your tongue around them in a circular motion and go gradually towards the center. After a few rotations, suck the nipple as it was a cherry on top of the ice cream. Mega Pleasure Zone, the C point. Special touch, hair caress. The C point, the circumcision point, is an area that few people know about, though it is a very important part of the excitement gear. It is situated right under the head of the penis, where the skin has been broken. The heel tissue is a lot more sensitive than normal one. And because it is right under the head of the penis, it is even more sensitive. As a matter of fact, the C-point is the main adversary of the frenulum in the most sensitive zone of the penis contest. Some men can be very sensitive about you exploring into their most secret places, and that's why you should be very careful. Stephen G., 26 years old, confesses, "When my girlfriend touched me there for the first time using a strand of her hair, I felt like I was electrocuted. The surprise was soon replaced by pleasure, and every time she sweeps that zone with her hair, I feel an even greater pleasure. By the third or the fourth time, I'm already in ecstasy." What more do you need to know about this miraculous place? Imagine it is a lollipop. The longer your mouth remains on contact with this 5-point, the crazier with passion he will be. Victor, 27 years old, confesses, "I couldn't have ever imagined the bliss I could feel when she put her mouth there. For that, I will always be grateful to her." Mega Pleasure Zone, the vein that makes him scream. Special touch, the slow climb maneuver. Have you ever noticed that vein that looks like a channel traversing the part beneath his penis? Maybe you haven't, but if you meet it, you can make a complete slave out of him. Why? Because by stimulating this line, you send a message indirectly to his urethra, a highly sensitive tube capable of real peaks of pleasure. It can be touched during other type of stimulation as well. But if you give special attention to it by using long, firm tongue strokes, you can send him right to heaven. Robert C., 35 years old, thinks that this trick is a sure sign of orgasm without ejaculation. "When my girlfriend strolls her tongue up and down there, I feel incredibly great."
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris.
Miss Tricks answers. Question. I am a 24-year-old woman with two kids. Since I gave birth to my second child, It has been difficult for me to feel any sexual sensations. It feels like it's just dead down there. My boyfriend feels all the pleasure, but I feel nothing at all. In addition, when we have sex, I have to fake it. I have tried to arouse myself on my own, but nothing ever happens. Do you have any suggestions that could help me out? This has been going on for a while, and now I have finally found the courage to ask someone about it. Answer. Many women have had to deal with this problem after giving birth to 2, 3, or more children. The vagina changes after childbirth. This is why you have to regain the elasticity and suppleness of your vaginal muscles, and the best way for this is to practice Kegel exercises. These exercises will be presented in detail on our site, but until then, I suggest that you practice some variants of the above-mentioned exercises. For this, see a game with eggs, do you want to be a special woman, train your vaginal muscles, or the article called Strengthen Your Sexual Muscles. In addition, you should take some herbal aphrodisiacs such as sweet basil, ginseng, yohimbe, sweet sedge, cola nutmeg, and so on. Question. Miss Trick, I enjoy anal sex. However, recently I've been experiencing a very embarrassing response when engaging in the same with my lover. And that is, I have a bowel movement. Is there something I can do before engaging in anal sex to prevent this from happening? Thank you in advance for your response in this regard. Sincerely yours. Answer. You don't have to worry about this. When we don't eat properly, abdominal distension appears. In this case, it is very uncomfortable to have anal sex. So you should choose very carefully your daily meal. Avoid meat and animal fats, and also don't combine incompatible foods. We will discuss about the compatibility of food on our site. Till then, you can read the articles We Are What We Eat, The Sublime Alimentation of the Gods, Part 1 and Part 2. Question. I am a 25-year-old short lady, unmarried. I do have a boyfriend who is also of my age. Although we don't have a physical relationship, we sometimes have phone sex. I mean, we actually masturbate. When I reach climax during masturbation, he asks me to insert 2 fingers inside my vagina. But I'm not able to do it. So he feels depressed sometimes. Could you please help me out? Could you please tell me how I can do it? One more thing. He sometimes asks me to insert something of the shape of his penis inside my vagina, but I feel scared to do it. Please tell me about this too. If I do this, will it harm me or not? One last thing. His penis size is quite big, around 8.7 inches, he says. I sometimes wonder whether a short lady like me will be able to take this inside my vagina or not. I will wait for a good answer from you. Answer. Did I understand well? You're a virgin? You can't insert your fingers inside your vagina because it is covered at the entrance with a membrane called a hymen. I suggest you read the article about women's genitalia from the women's section on our site to clarify your problem. You should make love in the beginning with a man, and after that you will be able to introduce any dildos, objects having the shape of the penis, inside your vagina. You should read the article called The First Time. For the beginning, I recommend for you to study your genitals using a mirror. Even if you are a short lady, your vagina could be large. If you have other questions, please let me know. Question: I have heard that after having sex, the tube gets broken, and that's when they say that a girl loses her virginity. I'd like to know if that tube is visible, and if yes, then where is it? Answer: You should take a mirror and identify the parts of your external genitalia, major and minor labia, clitoris, urethral opening, and vaginal opening. The clitoris is a little gland situated above the urethral opening. It is situated where the two minor labia unite. When a woman makes love for the first time, the membrane that covers the vagina, called a hymen, is broken, not a tube. It is then that she loses her virginity. Question: Once I use the egg, how do I get it out? And is there a possibility of not being able to get it back out? I would be too embarrassed to have to go to a doctor to have something removed. Thank you for your help. Answer: It is impossible not to be able to expel the egg. All that you have to do in order to put out the egg is to stand up and contract the urinary sphincters as if you want to urinate. The egg will then be practically thrown out from your vagina.
The delights of Tantra. Taste with your fingers the flavor of the soul. The boy asked, How would you like to be touched? The girl answered, I would like you to touch me as if you were to go away tomorrow and you wanted to remember every part of my body, the softness of my skin, all the curves of my body. I would like you to touch me as if you were blind and you knew you would never see me. Touch my face, my breasts, my thighs. Learn the way I look with your hands. I would like you to touch me as if your hands were healing hands, emanating love with each caress. I would like you to touch me as if your caresses are your nourishment. Feed yourself with me and quench your thirst with my love for you. I would like you to touch me as if your caresses feed me, as if your touch would give me life and happiness. I would like you to touch me as if your hands are paintbrushes, and as if your caresses color my body with bright, sparkling nuances. I would like you to touch me as a sculptor who has just finished his work, and now he smooths the surface to make it shine. I would like you to touch me as if your hands were fire, burning away the impurities and letting shine the pure gold of my soul. I would like you to touch me as if I was your eternal beloved. Your touch reveals everything about you. If Tantra is the art of total awareness of every moment, and touch is one fundamental means of communication, we may say that the tantric touch is the touch that comes straight from the heart. A touch from the heart has healing powers and allows a deep communion between the two lovers. Tantric touch, a sweet caress, is a way of consciously communicating with one's lover, with all of one's heart. A caress always implies honesty, respect, harmony, and love. It is about communicating what we feel and experimenting with our body. Although we usually touch with our hands, which is a good thing since approximately 1/3 of the 5 billion receptors in the skin are located in the palms, we may use other parts of our body to touch our lover. Caresses should express your love, because that is the only way to make possible the appearance of extraordinary phenomena, such as the awakening of Kundalini, miraculous healing, ecstatic pleasure and happiness. Tantra teaches us to be aware all the time. You've heard the term Tantra many times. It is an oriental art of lovemaking, the initiation in secret sexual techniques. All the definitions we've found so far refer to the sublime way of making love. However, Tantra is more than this. It is a science that measures the pulse of life, which adds a spiritual dimension to our daily life. Tantra is, in fact, the experience of being permanently aware, awake, and truly alive. It is the earth, the water, the fire, the air, the woman and the man, the light and the darkness, all intermingled in a mysterious communion. Whether we walk in the garden, talk to a friend, meditate, or make love, Tantra means to be fully aware of the present and enjoy each moment to the maximum. By going deeper into the tantric techniques, we learn how to live and enjoy each moment. Through the practice of tantric techniques, not only do we learn to control the energies of our physical body, but also we find the way to live our experiences in our heart. Basically, it is about loving and being loved. It is about the overwhelming mystery of love. Tantra is about the balance of the opposing energies and about being able to walk the middle path. Tantra is a way of life that is the answer to all those who aspire to ecstasy and spiritual fulfillment. Tantra means transformation and divine recognition. Enjoy erotic phantasms together. Sit facing each other as comfortably as possible. Close your eyes and visualize two rays of bright light entering your body. One through your head and the other one through the soles of your feet. Visualize the way they come together in the area of the heart. Focus your attention in the heart area and imagine that you breathe in through your heart. Do this together. Then start caressing each other and perceive the way your hands are charged with energy. Transmit this energy to your lover. Evoke a state of happiness and imagine that you're in the middle of a wonderful fire. Notice how the state and the environment you evoked influence your way of caressing. Share your feelings. Play some background music or other relaxing sounds, and use all your senses in order to know each other better, to get close to what you really are. Notice the differences between the way you used to be and the way you are now. Through practice, these experiences will deepen, leading you to a better communication within your couple and a greater state of intimacy. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Try to perceive the effervescent sexual energy and the subtle inner fire, which should now be making their way up your spinal column towards your Ajna chakra. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.